Chief Flowers, let's talk a little bit about this find that you found down in Hughes County, ranch on in the Calvin area. Huge, huge find, it seems like. I mean, you got a lot of equipment, but you've also got all these items that have been basically mounted and live animals, too. Tell me about the find.
Well, it was kind of a unique situation we got down there. We actually went there to execute a search warrant looking for some stolen property that actually the owner of the ranch had advertised online for sale through Craigslist. We'd also been tipped off that he may have some farm equipment down there, such as tractors, that may also be stolen. So our search warrant actually covered the whole 3,000-acre ranch because we didn't know where the stuff would be. Mm-hmm. And, of course, once we got there and we drove up to the ranch, it was us, my agents as well as U.S. Fish and Wildlife agents were there. The Oklahoma Department of Wildlife was there. And also we used the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, obviously, for a uniform presence at the location. And the Oklahoma Vet Board of Medical Examiners were there as well to look for illegal narcotics that we believe were used to administer to these animals to sedate them in order to appear that they were dead when photographs were made of them. And so nevertheless, we went down there. When we got into the ranch, the owner of the ranch was very compliant with everything that we did. He was very cooperative. And we executed a search warrant, and as a result, we found evidence of the stolen four-wheelers having been advertised on Craigslist. We also found two farm tractors that were actually out there on the property, one of them stolen from McAllister less than a year ago. And these tractors had their VIN numbers actually had been removed or ground off, and which was obviously an attempt to hide the identity of this equipment. But as we were there, walking through this place, hundreds of stuffed animals, mounts on the walls of exotic animals and domestic as well. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife agents that were there started pointing the stuff out and said, this is extinct. This particular animal here is an extinct animal. He can't even be in possession of this. The waterfowl that he had there, he had price tags on for sale. That's a federal violation. You can't sell waterfowl after it's been mounted in regards that this was. And then there was a Mexican eagle that was there that is forbidden to be in Oklahoma, and if not the United States, but that was also a big violation for these federal agents. So we seized all these items. That part of the investigation is going to be turned over to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and they'll continue their investigation to determine the violations. And, of course, those charges will be presented to the United States Attorney's Office, and I think probably be out of the Fort Worth, Texas area. That's the district in which they're in.
Right.
Now, the veterinary board investigators who were there, we also found in the search warrant some different types of narcotics. These are controlled substances that are used to sedate animals or tranquilize these animals. And the veterinarian board investigators found these and determined this man cannot have these. He has no legal authority to have them. They came out of Texas, and it's determined that he's obtained these illegally, and he cannot have them in Oklahoma. So these drugs were seized, and that part of the investigation, the vet board is going to be continuing their part to determine any wrongdoing or violations that may have occurred in that regard. Now, what we'll do once we're completed our entire investigation from our standpoint, our charges will be actually presented to the district attorney in Hughes County and for any state charges to be filed there. And we'll also be talking with the U.S. attorney down in Fort Worth who might want to bring in and consolidate the charges that we have here into his federal indictments down there. I don't know. That part still remains to be seen.
Okay. Chief, let's talk about some of the finds that you did discover in the course of this. You mentioned that there's a lot of animals that were stuffed animals, including some animals that you were informed were basically illegal to own in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, the ones that were illegal to have were these illegal mounts out here. Now, this is an exotic hunting ranch. And I guess he's got just about every kind of animal on the planet in here that we could see. And some of them were so tame while we were out there standing in the front yard, they were coming up actually putting their nose in our back pockets or touching us, wanting us to pet them and love on them. I mean, these things were just very, very tame. But these animals, he sells to kill. And in fact, there was a hunter there while we were there, and one of his clients who had been out that morning and had killed a couple of something. I don't know what it was. He didn't bring it up. And then he was going back out in the afternoon after a nap and killed a couple more things. And each item that you kill, you had to pay for. And, of course, he has that information on the website as to what that cost. And but there were numerous types of animals, all kinds of deer and different types of deer, axis deer and things along that line that we saw that was coming up actually eating out of our hands. We all stopped and took a break about noon to get to eat some. We'd been there since 5 o'clock in the morning when we got out there early, and so about noon we all got some hamburgers standing out there eating breakfast. And while we were eating, these dadgum axis deer and these fallow deer and all these things start coming up eating out of our hands. And I just can't imagine anybody paying to shoot something like that. That's not hunting. That's killing. And but that's my opinion of it. But be that as it may, it was a huge ranch, and it's a beautiful piece of property. And apparently this man sells a lot of hunts, which is not illegal. And they were actually inspected regularly by the Department of Wildlife. But what makes it illegal are the things that he was doing there by the stolen property, by the illegal use of the narcotics on these animals that's under investigation, and as well as being in possession of some of these exotic animals that are extinct that you can't be in possession of in the state of Oklahoma. So that's where our investigation is going.
Right. I guess what a couple of the headliners as far as these exotic animals, the eagle and then the animal that is you were informed was actually extinct.
Yeah, that's right. When U.S. Fish and Wildlife agents saw that, they were very interested in seizing those because they're simple fact he can't have them. He can't be in possession of them, especially that Mexican eagle. That was something that really piqued their interest, and they seized that immediately. Had us to seize that immediately because he can't be in possession of that at all. Can't be here. He has it and has it hanging on his wall. By statements made, everything in that building was for sale, which included that Mexican eagle.
Right. Finally, looking at your challenge, your roles and responsibilities within the Department of Agriculture, representing the state and working with landowners here in Oklahoma, you're all about trying to find thieves and recover equipment, recover livestock, these type of items, right?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. One of our biggest responsibilities and one that we can really do more than anything is livestock theft and going after cattle rustlers and of course, the farm equipment theft, agriculture equipment. And that's what got us into this because we're talking about agriculture equipment. These four-wheelers are part of somebody's farm now, and ranch is a tool just as much as a tractor. It is on mine. But then to find these farm tractors, these real nice cab over farm tractors or a backhoe, what one of them was, these are things that he was using actively on this farm to take care of this farm and to, facilitate the use of this farm as a hunting facility and ranch to, sell to make money from. And that's what he was using his stolen property for. So, yeah, we got that back and now have returned those back to their owners. That's what we're all about.